You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Dawn, good morning to you, my darling. How is Jamaica?
Good morning, David. Jamaica is amazing. How are you?
Well, it's good that you can say that. I mean, we ain't reached the anniversary of the hurricane yet that passed through the island, but you guys are thriving well, rebuilding quite nicely. And I'm been monitoring, you know. I don't want to get too saddened by it because I saw the devastating images. But I'm happy that you're still able to be with us this morning, and your friends, families, and everybody is in good spirits and all is well. Yeah?
We are. I give thanks for that. You know, the blessing of being a Jamaican or maybe a Caribbean person is our level of resilience.
Amen.
And I am absolutely grateful for that. We are a resilient people.
Dawn, the last time we spoke on the Rumble, that conversation spilled over into the Overdrive that same day, 1 week ago. And we talked about non-negotiables when it comes to boundaries that men fail to set.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're talking about the cost of weak boundaries for men, what that means. First of all, let's establish what is the expectation of boundaries. And I'm talking broader. I know every man will have their own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of the generic boundaries that men ought to set when they get themselves involved in romantic relationships with persons.
You know, before I even get there, Davey, I just want the listeners to understand that I'm a woman speaking from the knowledge of the men that I would have worked with. I know sometimes persons question, how can a woman speak in the space of a man? So when I speak, it's from the experiences that my clients would have shared with me. And from my lived experience, you know, dating and, you know, having male in my family. And so I think one of the biggest things for men is respect. And when you don't set clear boundaries as to what respect means for you, it later haunts you. That's the biggest cry for many men. They don't feel respected. So whereas women want to feel loved, men want to feel respected.
The difference with a man staying quiet when his respect is being eroded versus a woman who will speak up, who will mm-hmm. act out when her, as you mentioned, she wants to, I mean, that feeling of love that she interprets supposed to be for her, her version of her interpretation of the love without communicating. She may have had this fantasy in her mind from a movie, a friend, a colleague at work, somebody talking what love's supposed to be. So she has this whole fictional idea. I'm using the word fictional loosely because it could be a reality to her. She has this notion in her mind what this love is supposed to look like. And when she doesn't get it, she acts out. And she is seen as, oh my gosh, no, where's the emotional empathy as a man? You know, she's right. She needs this. But when a man acts out because he is feeling emotionally depressed, respectfully drained, and all these things, he's seen as hard and oppressive. And you feel you she father? You demanding respect and putting on your you she father or what? That is the kind of conversations. Let's identify the differences between both and why it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And all is on equal playing field.
All right, let me first start with the space of men. I think our Caribbean culture has nurtured our men not to speak and not to express their emotion because it deems weakness or they're wicked. You know, it's men are supposed to just do and be silent. Unfortunately, that is a culture that we bought into. So many men suppress their emotions. It doesn't even matter what they're feeling, they suppress it. Last week we spoke about why the suicide rate for men are so much higher than women, because women will talk. We have a space to, we will talk. We will just get up and call our girlfriends. Men were socialized that if you express your vulnerability, it deems you weak. But David, I hope that we can shift that narrative, because it takes a very strong man to express his vulnerability, knowing very well that he might be ridiculed for it. And so many times that's why men do not express what they're feeling. Now, we do not want you to express in anger. We still want you to express in calm and also in respect and love, right? So I think sometimes when women retaliate, it's because a man has suppressed for so long that when something is going wrong with him, he just bursts. So it might come out the wrong way. And now it might be because he's angry or he's trying. Just like you said earlier, are you my father? It might show up differently. I think one of the things that persons need to do differently now that we have these opportunities, we have these spaces, we have these communities where we're having this conversation, is to check where you are in your relationship. And listen, how do we change the narrative? How do we change the communication? People need to start communicating more and communicating better. When you're upset is not the best time to start lashing out. Oh, well, I felt this way and you didn't do this. And no, you wait until there's a sense of calm. And you now said, you know what? I do not like when you do this. I've spoken about it before and nothing is done. David, if that person loves you, she is going to reciprocate. She is going to respond in a loving manner. She is going to lean in to hear exactly what it is and to understand what you're saying.
Listen, Adon, that was the statement that rattled men. Friends who I told, tap into the program and take a listen. You made mention that, and you said it again, if she loves you, she would tap into that narrative. She would listen, not to respond, but to understand. And when Carlos and I brought it brutally bitter to you about situations, you said, well, clearly, she does not love you. Listen, the amount of phone calls I got after and messages, and it's like men got an eye-opener that, listen, I've been complaining about this. Does my wife even love me, boy? And that had men, some brethren of mine, just in a state of bewilderment, because it's like, I am by the football field and we're having a discussion and I'm like, wow, this is really being talked about. So the price that men pay for going silent to maintain peace in the home, what is that price? What eventually happens when a man goes silent on his negotiables, his barriers, his boundaries, just for the sake of peace? Because if I speak about this, she gets angry. I don't want her to be angry, because that anger could last for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And if I do dog and beg and, oh gosh, babe, sorry now, it ain't coming down. It ain't coming down. Answer me that one first before I give you the next scenario.
Men lose themselves. Who do you become when you're silent? Are you being Davy Murray? Are you acting in your full capacity? Are you acting in your true, authentic self when you are silenced? And, you know, Davy, here's something that I also want to say, because I also don't want women to think that I'm beating up on them. I'm a woman, and God knows I have suffered at the hands of men, okay? I will be the first to say that. Now, for years, for centuries, Black women have been put in a position where they have to do it all for themselves. For centuries, Black women have been abused emotionally, sexually, physically, and still have to take care of the children and still have to, you know, do all these things. And it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be that those traumas have shaped who we are and how we show up in relationship. But for our men out there that are silenced, I think the question I would like them to ask, why is this woman showing up like this? It is not the normal nature of a woman to get up and be bitter and angry. It's not. We are nurturers. God has blessed us, David, with the ability to bring life and to love. So when a woman is not acting in that capacity, what is happening? And so to the women, let us heal those traumas that are hurting us, because they are dictating how we are showing up. A lot of women are in defense mode. They are in defense mode because somebody broke them before and they're not giving anybody else the chance. But being in that mode, you're not living. You're not living. And so again, it goes back to, let's say two people are married now. Can we get to the place where a man said, honey, what are those things that are truly hurting you? Why do you really show up like this? And if that woman really, really wants this relationship, because a lot of time we take it for granted, a lot of time we take it for granted until we get a wake-up call. Just a couple weeks ago, I think I mentioned it, I was having a conversation with a client, and she said to me, Black women were not trained how to love a man. She's at the verge of losing a good man. This is out of her mouth. He's a good man. I took him for granted. It was always what I want. Every decision has to be based on what she thinks. Now this man has awakened. And he's like, no, you're not going to disrespect me like this anymore. I'd rather leave and allow somebody who will see my value and treat me the way I ought to be treated. Now she's crying. He doesn't even want therapy anymore, because for the last 3 years, he's been in therapy trying to tell you to see how hurting you are hurting him. She's just being strong. You marry me strong. You know I was strong, and she wouldn't bend. Until now, he decides he wants her out. Ladies, let that not be our reality. It's not justification for men to get up and abuse and misuse women. We're saying there are some good men out there trying to do good. These are the men that I'm saying, listen to them, hear what he is saying, and how can we adjust? I love my children. If something is wrong with them, I am going to go above and beyond to try to make that right. I think we need to start looking at our relationships that way. Are we willing to go above and beyond to make it right?
Recently, I had a conversation with a friend about 2 days ago. And what he was saying is that they have some tension, and then it was quelled. They got back in, all was good, and then he made a decision. He said he went out. He was supposed to just go down the road and within an hour or two, be back. He told her he stopped by a brethren house. Now, that brethren house, when you stop by that man, his card playing. His vibes. He ain't reaching by him because he's older. He sit down there, he retired, all of them. So his cat playing, you know. So the little half hour stop turned into almost the whole day. Just there. One game after the next, taking a drink, they eat something, they go on again. She admitted to her girlfriend, she knows from the time he go there to sit down, he ain't coming here now. She admitted that. However, she got angry at the fact that he didn't come right away. You know, he stayed on there, and 5-6 hours later, she called in his phone. Yeah, girl, I'm coming now, eh? She's hearing, but he's still there playing, he deep in her game playing still. However, he reached home. And when he reached home now, well, she's upset. As he described it, crossover, she mouthed by the door and crossed inside. But that upsetness persisted for a month. Even though he was saying, I'm sorry, you know, I'm wrong, yeah, I should have, sorry, no, I was just lying with the boys. Oh, gosh, girl, I was stressed out whole week. I was working, ting, ting, ting. Get my little blinder. She didn't want to hear him. So guess what happens? He obviously started getting upset. Now he's now in a state where, look, every time he coming from work, it's tension. So he started lying a little more now. He just decided, look, he goes home a little later because it's just like, I finished work, better I take a drink. So now she starts complaining to her girlfriend. Yeah, he coming home with his mouth smelling a beer. And her girlfriend sides with her and says, yeah, that's how it is. I just make sure and let the next one know when you finish work, just come home for me, please. And I'm hearing this conversation. I'm saying, that your child. But they're not hearing with each other. You're not creating an environment for the man to come home. You mm-hmm. say you want him here. He has to, but when he's there, what is the environment like for him to want to be there? Because if he does it to you, you don't want to come neither. So then why do you think as a person, and I'm not just saying woman or man, but as an individual, that you create this toxic environment? You are unwilling to accept an apology, humble and boil down, and let the apology take course and the corrective measures happen. But then when he's there, you speak to the children. If you have to send a message, you send it through the children. Go and tell your father so you need, rather than you communicate as you probably normally do. But then complain when that man just get fed up and stop showing up. That's the story, Dawn. Share some clarity.
All right. First thing I want to say to the man, and this is me speaking in the perspective of a woman, Devi, what he could have done differently is he gets to his brethren, just give her a call. Babe, I am at so-and-so. You know when I'm here, it's going to be hours. Get that out of the way.
Did I not tell you that she already knew? He told her he stopped there? She called him and said, how far is? He said, well, I just stopped by so-and-so. He did tell her that he stopped there. So she was aware of that.
Okay, she was aware of that. All right. Okay, fine. Now, there are many persons that struggle with abandonment because we need to understand, why is she angry? What if she knows where he is? Why is she so angry? No, I don't know the couple. I don't have all the information, but I'm going to based on the information that I have.
Yeah.
Dave, abandonment issues show up in many different ways. So daddy might have left or mommy might have left. So every time this person stay too long or take too long, you fear you're going to be abandoned. And so this is your reaction towards that, whether man or woman. This is why I keep saying, can we dig into the real reasons for the behaviors? I think what we've been trying to put a band-aid over the behavior. So right now we're trying to fix her being mad, but what is the real cost? I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was sharing with me that he left the children at home. It was his time with the children. He left them at home. They're old enough. Well, there's an older one. And he went to the supermarket. Going to the supermarket, kind of like a similar scenario, running to somebody. It took a little bit longer. So the older daughter was calling him and, daddy, where are you? You said you'll be back in an hour. You're not here. And so he says, whoa, calm down. What is the real reason? What are you feeling? And she says, daddy, I was afraid and I thought something happened to you. She did not communicate that first. She came on like, daddy, you said you would have been back. You'd have been back in an hour. What is the real reason why this woman would have acted in the manner in which she did? And I think that's something we need to start looking deeper.
That's a very interesting perspective. But the complaint is, they have four kids, and I have to deal with all the children, you understand? And he's saying, but they're not babies. Matter of fact, one is a teenager, two of them are 11, and the 8-year-old or 9-year-old, they know what they had to do. They could clean the room. They're okay. They're on vacation. They're okay. So in his mind, it's not like four babies are left you, but these are children.
David, it had nothing to do with the man.
Callers, I see you calling me. I am lobbying for Dawn to be on every Tuesday with me going forward. Dawn will have
to... You know, we're going to have to get some fight now, you know. Kerry, go and kill me.
Kerry, we got to share now. Let's take a call because the topics are real and I'm getting some messages in. Some messages here, Dawn. We can't address all today. Hello, good morning.
If this is prime time, my dog, boy. That's going to do tonight, now, boy. It's midnight, now, boy.
You need to understand that this is a balanced product and we speak on various topics. Not every day we're going to be speaking on politics and PNM and UNC. We speak balance. We speak on health, education, social issues, current affairs. Did you not listen to the promo? But prime time. This is prime time information. One texter is saying, back in the days, I went by the vegetable stall to get some vegetables, bounce up two partners. And boy, you talk about lime, reach them after four. Didn't have cell phone in them days. Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning, Davey. What's up, bro?
Good morning, sir.
Davey, I called to commend you and I called to commend the guest. Davey, I want to tell you something. You have belly. Because some of the things that you're discussing, people who go on air to discuss it sometimes have to be very wary and very mindful that they're in a relationship. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I want to commend you for bringing up the topics that you're bringing up as far as relationships is concerned. And, you know, those the points that lady is bringing forward, I find she have a real in-depth knowledge in terms of how it is. I'm wondering, in closing, if she experiences any difficulties where she has to apply her own knowledge to herself. I'll let know.
Well, before Dawn jump in, let me jump in for Dawn. I've been knowing Dawn for a minute now. Dawn Petgrave, now Smith. Dawn has married under my nose. When I first met Dawn, Dawn was married. All of a sudden, Dawn get a husband. Dawn her man, Dawn married. She's a psychologist and the founder of a podcast and a group known as Mentel. Dawn works with men. She spoke about it earlier this morning. And she always starts her conversations edifying the public that she's not speaking from an uninformed position. She's speaking from a position as a professional in the industry, having worked with men who tell her what is happening. And she has also worked with females who on the other side will give their sense of the story. So Dawn has a very vast knowledge and perception of what both sides experience and why they experience it. She is a psychologist at heart and by profession, qualified at that. And yes, she also spoke, and I'm just speaking for you, Dawn, because I like to
talk. Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah,
she has also cited her personal experiences that she went through, even this morning. She said, yes, I was hurt by men. She did say it this morning. And yes, Williams, she does apply her own information in her own personal space. She has also admitted to that on air. All right? And people like Carlos and they can testify to this woman's ability to carry on these conversations without fear or favor. And so am I. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I'm speaking because I've experienced things. We just talk. Men just talk. And we tell each other. But we can't tell the wife or the woman. But we tell each other, you know. Hello, good morning. Quickly, please, as we move on.
Yes, Mr. Very good topic with Ms. Dawn. And I know Dawn, with her experience, and she always talk about her experience.
Yes.
And her experience is a teacher to many people. Mm-hmm. And you learn so much from her. So keep on good topic, Davey. And you know, this is the time where we always have balance. And people in Trinidad here, we must always have balance and a mental capacity. If everybody starts being mental aware, we have greater nation and greater people. Have a good day.
Thank you for that.
Morning, Davey. It don't have Chinese, Venezuelan, Hispanics, and Indian ladies listening to this program. The person you're talking to there, or the woman that's speaking there, she only black woman. Come on.
Well, we let's be real. Let me let Dawn respond there, but quickly, I think persons of different races, they function differently, all right, traditionally as well. And I would let Dawn respond to that with women.
Good morning, Davey.
Before this one.
And Dawn, very, very interesting topic. But as a woman, I wonder if it is insecurity. I'm not sure. I'm just saying. Have a great day, guys.
Dawn, let's first respond quickly to the texter who talked that Dawn always talking about black women. It have Hispanics, Indian, and let's talk about that quickly.
Yes, and I'm sorry he feels that way. I'm a black woman. I can't speak about another culture. You know, I could talk about Caribbean. And I think when I say I'm a black woman in Jamaica, it's, we are a melting pot, you know, so that's not to offend anybody. I cannot come up here and speak to a Caucasian culture because I don't know. I can't share lived experiences from that. So it's not a matter of, you know, singling out black, but I'm a black woman. I can speak in the space of what we have gone through, what we have experienced as a Caribbean, as a black Caribbean woman. Do we have Indian people in the Caribbean? Do we have Chinese people in the Caribbean? Then it may be the very same for them, but our experiences are different. A white woman has not experienced slavery and the aftermath of slavery and how that is still showing up in our culture today, subconsciously, David. So, you know, I'm sorry the caller feels that way, but this is in no way, shape or form trying to offend anyone. I can only speak from my lived experiences and from knowledge.
All right, thank you for that. Hello, good morning. Quickly, please.
Hey, good morning. That was, Davy, that question did not have any malice in it, and I want to thank the brother for asking the question. I want to ask Ms. Stone, morning again. In terms of honesty, you know, men are straightforward, but women have secrets. Women just go to the grave in the secrets. And in terms of solving problems in relationships, how much of a problem you think it is that they are not absolutely honest in terms of what they have in their heart and what really is the problem? Thank you very much. I'll listen off here.
David, man or woman, if two people can't be honest with each other, you are both living a lie.
I was about
look
to say
here.
That.
Yeah. Love is a beautiful thing. I've experienced it. I have seen it with other persons that I relate with. Love is a beautiful thing. There is no lie and deception in love. And people just really, really need to be real. Just be real. You know, be very open with each other, both man and woman. And, you know, he says men are straight talkers. And again, we're not fighting man or woman. Devi, if you should hear some stories that men have done to women, some levels of deception, it would be unfathomed.
Agreed. I agree. Because when you talk about women holding secrets, let's be honest, sir. This is not a man and a woman issue. This is a human issue. And individuals, because there are men that carry secrets to the grave, there are men that lie. I am not going to tell a tale. I have lied to women. I have. All right? So, I mean, I'm at a stage in my life now, and an age where that is not a practice of something I do anymore. But in the past, in my younger years, of course, most men will tell you, I lied to a woman, I did tell a woman, I was a womanizer. You will get those conversations. And some of us, you know, men do carry secrets. So it's not a woman. The question is, who lie better? Is a conversation that we can have. Who tells the better lie? And not even the better liar, who is able to conceal the deceit better, men or women. That could be a conversation for the future where stats and statistics can prove certain things. But Dawn, as we mentioned, we didn't see any prejudice in the question with the Hispanic woman, white woman, whatever.
There was no, it's a valid question.
Valid question.
Of course, it's a valid. And I commend the caller for, you know, for stating that it is a valid question. It's just, Devi, I have to speak to the culture that I know, and I trust that he can understand that.
Well, Dawn, sad that I have to return you to the overdrive with Carrie V. I do miss the conversations, but don't hesitate to visit me ever so often, you know, with a morning version of Mentel. But Mentel is heard on a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday you all do the show? Every Tuesday?
Yes,
every Tuesday.
3:20.
At 3:20?
3:20.
Every Tuesday. So you're going to be on with Carrie this evening at 3:20?
No, next week.
Carrie Gill? Don't you have to go on Carrie's show later, Gill. We do it. So next week, Tuesday, Dawn returns. All right. We did have to wrap this conversation. It took on a persona of its own, starting from last Tuesday morning. And then when I did the show in the afternoon, I think we talked about it. Was it the afternoon? Or was it the afternoon when I came back Tuesday? It was Tuesday afternoon. We started the conversation that went into the next morning when I came to work. I had to deal with it as well because persons were calling me on it. So I take one final voice note on my system and then we move.
Davey, boy, I know all the ignorers, eh, but...
Now we cool, brethren.
You see, Jamaican men, you know, they're kind of different too, you know. Them as well, wear purse, they want to bleach out themselves, they want to look better than the woman. Sometimes they treat the woman a little different. You know, they kind of see about themselves more than the woman, that boy.
All right, thank you very much, caller. Dawn, thank you so much, Dawn, for chatting with me in another version of Mentel. And Carrie V, she's back with you next week, Tuesday. Have a good one, Dawn. We'll talk again soon.
You too. Bye-bye, Davey. Bye.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.